I remember thinking inside, please don't mess with my kids. It's not going to look pretty. This is the Misunderstood Creative Podcast with David Trey. There's something inside every parent that is a Papa Bear mentality that says, you can do anything to me, but the minute that you start messing with our children, with my son, with my daughter, things are going to get pretty. I remember a while back, my kids came home and said that someone that I knew had said some dumb, racist things about them. I immediately thought, I'm going to go and confront this person. But I thought of it best, and I waited, and I thought, well, I wonder what I should do. Is this something that I need to address right away? And so I waited a few days, and then one day, that person called me and said, I need to apologize for something I said to your kids. In that moment, I realized that sometimes it's better to just cool off a bit and wait and see. Because when you overreact to things right away, sometimes it may not be the right thing. Now, I'm glad that this person apologized. In fact, when he apologized to me, he literally had tears in his eyes. And he recognized that what he had said was not the right thing. I think many times when we overreact, even in the middle of an injustice, things go south really quick, don't they? I wonder if waiting is sometimes the thing we need to do. There are times when you have to react right away, when you need to defend your family, defend your tribe, to stand against injustice. But in this day and age of immediate overreactions and the Twitter 24-hour cycle of fake news, of misunderstandings and violence, I wonder if waiting for just a few days isn't the best thing to do. Just think of traffic. We all hate traffic. And yet, when we see someone in front of us that is driving too slow, or cutting you off, or honking their horn, or driving too fast, the immediate reaction that rises in all of us is to fight back. But I wonder if a lot of road rage or stress on the roads isn't a result of overreacting. Overreacting is something that our brain naturally does. It is the fight, flight, or freeze response that we were born with. But even though someone can say a stupid racist thing and you want to fight them, or you may want to freeze, perhaps the best thing is to cool off. Have you ever been told to cool off? Cooling off, that cooling off period can be a godsend. It can be an opportunity to pray, to think about your consequences or the consequences of your actions, and to reflect. Perhaps there is a compromise or there is a better way to resolve the problem. Now, let me be honest, this is not my strength. My Latin blood and my quick temper is fast and quick on the trigger. Everything in me wants to fight wants to respond in anger when hurt, when I feel cornered, or when someone offends my children, saying stupid things to them. I remember another day when someone was helping my son, and then for some silly reason, they stopped helping him. And everything in me felt the same thing, that Papa Bear rising up saying, "Who do you think you are?" And yet every time that I feel offended and I feel hurt, I have to realize that there is a justice that sometimes you have to surrender to God. There is earthly justice that is temporary, often misguided, usually violent. And then there is heavenly justice that seems to be long, that seems to never come, but that when it finally happens, is like the sweetest of victories. I remember a day when I was leaving this church, and one of the people that couldn't stand me, that even though they thought they were my friends, they really didn't support me. On the last day that I was there, she came into my office to meet with me to tell me one thing. "I am so glad you're leaving. I can't wait to take your spot." And so I left that meeting just pretty shocked at the guts of this woman to come and say what she said on my very last day at this church. Now, you have to know, I had had very little connection with this person. It was one of those enemies that you didn't even know you had, but that had been lurking, hiding in the distance, waiting in the shadows to pounce the minute that she had a chance to do so. Now, years later, I was at a funeral, and I was invited to play piano for this great friend of mine. And guess who was in the audience? My arch enemy. This woman was out there, and guess who was on stage being a part of this beautiful and very difficult moment, playing to a room full of people that were there to celebrate the life of this amazing friend. And guess who didn't get a chance to even speak, to play, to sing? No one even knew that she was there. I'm not saying that revenge is sweet. And really, revenge belongs to God. And remember, I didn't do anything to make that moment happen. But I'm not going to lie to you and say that that didn't feel amazing. And guess what? I didn't have to do a thing. I didn't even lift a finger. It was all God's timing. And in that moment, I felt vindicated. I felt free. And I wonder how many times we take matters into our own hands before it's time. We rush into a decision. We feel like it's our time to tell someone off, or to offend, or to fight back, or to flip someone off on the freeway. It feels good for the moment, doesn't it? And then we get home and we realize it only added to the anger we're trying to get rid of, to the violence that we see all around, to the verbiage on Facebook against Trump or against Obama or against Hillary or for guns or against guns. And we become a part of the problem. And we realize that the way of Jesus and of Gandhi and of Martin Luther King Jr. truly is the only way to go. Violence only begets more violence. Nonviolence gives birth to peace. wonder where in your life you're feeling like you have to go to war, like you have to fight back for your kids, for your friends, for yourself. Perhaps it's time to put away the machete, put away the sword, turn off your cell phone, stop texting in anger, don't fire that email right back, and just wait for the righteousness of God. Now, if someone does offend your kids and says stupid racist things to them, just simply give it a few days. Maybe they'll come back and cry on the phone and apologize. Thank you for listening. Until next time.